Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
Not only is this a Friday, but it's also the eve of the long-awaited Republican primary for the 10th Congressional District in Virginia. That's right. It's on a Saturday, folks. We've been focusing on this race and these candidates unlike any other media outlet in this area because we respect you voters enough to give you enough time to really make an informed choice. And now it's time. Joining us to discuss it is Gary Higgins, the chairman of the 10th District Republican Congressional Committee. And Mr. Higgins, first of all, well, we're almost there. Congratulations. It's been quite a primary season.
Thank you, Larry. And good morning, Larry and Patrice. It's good to be with you guys again. Yeah, it's been a little crazy, but we're going to have our climax on Saturday, and we're going to have a great candidate come out of that process.
Well, I got to say the one thing that we keep remarking on through this entire process and all the interviews that we've done culminating in this series over the last 3 days is what an incredible embarrassment of riches you have with great, great candidates for this nomination.
Yeah, we have been impressed with the quality of candidates. It's hard to, pick one over the other because they're all great. They're well qualified. They bring similar but different interests to the table. And I think that when this is over on, we'll probably finish the counting sometime on Sunday, that we will have a great candidate to launch forward against the Democrats. One of the reasons we wanted to hold this primary early in May was because if we waited for the state-run primary, it'd be almost the end of June before we'd have a candidate and they could hit the ground running. So we're saving 30 days in the process right here.
Well, that's good. Now, what do you think is going to be the biggest issue driving voters, driving Republicans out tomorrow?
Well, I think that what the Republicans are seeing is the outcomes of a Democratic-controlled state until last November and a Democrat-controlled government in Washington and things like the gas prices doubling and inflation going back to the good old days when Jimmy Carter was president and supply line interruptions, foreign policy disasters. I mean, what else could go wrong? And that's at the federal level, but at the local level, we've got the Democrats that are proudly willing to ruin our schools, dumb down the math requirements, do away with advanced diplomas. We don't want to read Dr. Seuss, but we can read sexually explicit books. So I think people are seeing full on what the Democrats are really all about, and they're coming out to vote. Plus the fact that we were successful last fall, they see that we can win, and so they're excited. We have a lot of on our side.
Let's make sure everybody has all the information they need because this is not people are not to go to their typical polling place necessarily. You have some you've got a narrow number of voting locations for tomorrow's primary. Can you lay it out here, give us as much detail as you can, and also tell people where to go if they want more details?
Yes, Larry, thank you for that. They want to go to VAGOP10.org for specific information. We have 11 voting locations that will be open tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anybody that wants to come and vote in our primary is welcome to do so with voter ID, picture ID, and they have to agree to support the Republican candidate in the fall, but it's open. There's no pre-filing or anything like that. We will have ranked choice voting also on our website. Is information about ranked choice voting and how that works. So they're going to want to rank each one of the candidates according to their preference. And we're looking forward to a great turnout. So if they have questions, they can go to our website at VAGOP10.org. They can get candidate information there. They can get information. Okay. And information about how ranked choice voting works.
Yeah, you may have just answered my question because I was going to ask, why do we have to wait till Sunday to get the answer to who the nominee is? And is that because of the ranked choice voting? This isn't just a question of figuring out who gets the most votes. That's where the ranked choice voting rules come in. Is that right?
Correct. Ranked choice voting, we will keep counting with the candidate or individual with the lowest vote count being eliminated in each successive round. So we'll have 11 candidates, and we'll, you know, have their vote totals. The one with the least will be redistributed to the other 10, and likewise, that process will work its way down until one of the candidates has a majority of the votes. At that point, that candidate will be declared the winner.
Right.
And, you know, we will announce that.
So in other words, let me just so people can understand. So in other words, if everyone voted for Larry, or not everyone, if people voted for Larry O'Connor, but Larry O'Connor got the least number of votes, and your second choice was Patrice Onwuka, then all of those votes for Larry O'Connor now become votes for Patrice Onwuka. Is that right?
Correct. All the ones that she was the second choice.
Right.
And we would encourage people to rank all the candidates, because if you, you know, just pick Gary Higgins or Larry O'Connor, you're not going to have a vote in the subsequent rounds if that particular candidate isn't in the in the money, so to speak.
By the way, Patrice, if I remember, this is how the gubernatorial primary went, or convention went, where we ended up with Glenn Youngkin, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's exactly the same process, with one difference. That was a convention, so there was weighted voting, which further complicates things. But this is basically one man, one vote.
All right.
And it should be straight up. And it's going to be counted by hand, so that's why it's going to take a little bit of time.
Gotcha.
So just one last quick question. You know, how important is it for Republicans to turn out and for this seat to flip back? I mean, what is this the nominee going to be up against this fall?
Well, I think that the Democrats, it looks like they're going to run on the same old stuff that they ran on last year, Trump, guns, and abortion. But the issues that are so important to so many people in Northern Virginia are good schools and public safety, mm-hmm. and a good education and opportunities for their children. And they're seeing this being washed away. And we saw that last fall. I guess the good thing is that it seems the Democrats haven't realized that those are the issues, and they continue to drive forward with the things that people don't want. And so I think this has really excited not just conservatives, but excited a lot of people, particularly with kids in school, that this is not the track they want to be on, not to mention what's going on the federal level with inflation and, for the rest of that with gas prices and all that.
Republicans held on to this seat since the 50s until Jennifer Wexton in 2014. The Republicans want this district back desperately. Democrats want to hold on to it desperately. Yeah. All eyes are on this race. And frankly, it might, Gary, end up being the most expensive congressional race in the nation. And boy, as of tomorrow, it'll be game on. You made it. Congratulations.
Amen, brother. We got a lot of people working hard, great sets of volunteers, and the commitment that I'm seeing on our side of the table is very humbling. So I'm excited about it, and so are they.
My guess is you, as chairman of the party in Virginia 10, as well as whoever the candidate that emerges this weekend, you're going to need a lot of volunteers here to get this thing done between now and November. You can get to VAGOP10.org, VAGOP10.org, to get your information about the primary tomorrow and also to sign up as a volunteer. Please do that. Tomorrow is not the end of this process. It's the beginning. Gary Higgins, thank you again, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Larry and Patrice, for the opportunity to be on here, and we'll keep you all posted.
Thank you.
We'll be watching. 8:15, now WMAL traffic and weather.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.